This morning at 10 o'clock, we'll be starting our Catholic Men's Conference. It's great to see a number of men that have traveled a long distance to be here today to hear Steve Wood. I'll be introducing Steve at 10. But let me just say a few things about him. One of the things that we're so blessed in the Catholic Church is to have so many former Protestant ministers that have converted to the Church in the last 20 years. I don't know the exact number. I would have to guess it's probably about 800 Protestant ministers have converted to the Catholic faith in these last 20 years. What a beautiful thing that is to renew the Church and to strengthen the Church. And Steve founded St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers, which is to try to get husbands and fathers and men to be the spiritual leaders of the home, to truly take that role and responsibility seriously, to lead their family in the ways of holiness and to grow their family in the ways of the Lord. So what I wanted to do just for a few moments today is to give you what I consider to be the 10 qualities of excellent leaders. And this is primarily addressed to the men that are here today, but I think it could also be applied to the ladies that are here as well. And the easy way for me to pass on this message is by using the acrostic tool and using the word leadership to give you the 10 qualities of great leaders. Because that's what you're called to be, as husbands, as fathers, as wives and mothers. The L in leadership stands for love. St. Paul says, if you had faith to move mountains, but have not love, we are nothing. So without love, we are nothing. And you could boil down all the Ten Commandments to the two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So the great leaders of history have been the greatest lovers of history. Look at the martyrs. When a martyr gives his or her life for the Lord and for the faith, it's the greatest act of love. St. John of the Cross says, in the evening of life, we will be judged on how much we've loved. So leaders are men and women of love. The E in leadership stands for excellence. That leaders always strive for excellence, to do the best that they can out of love for God. So to do all things with great love, never to settle for mediocrity. St. Therese says, a saint does ordinary things extraordinarily well with great love. So our goal in life is to use our gifts and talents, develop them, and give glory to God. To strive always for excellence, to be the best father you can be, the best husband, the best wife, the best mother. Always strive for excellence and never settle for mediocrity. The A in leadership stands for attitude. Good leaders have an excellent attitude. They say 85% of success is an attitude. 15% is the skill, but 85% of why people stay on the job and remain on the job is their attitude, having a positive attitude. The D in leadership stands for discipline. All leaders are disciplined. As you know, self-discipline is the key to success in any field. Look at the athletes. Look at the Olympic stars. Anyone who has made it to the top in any field, whether it be a doctor or a lawyer, they've done it because of discipline. Years of study, years of hard work. And discipline is the key to the spiritual life as well. Praying that rosary every day, going to Mass every day, going to confession on a regular basis. The daily disciplines of the spiritual life. What is the definition of discipline? Doing what you know you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. That is discipline. It's the key to success in any vocation. It's the key to success in the spiritual life as well. Daily spiritual disciplines that bring us closer to God. The E in leadership stands for expectations. Have positive expectations. Expect the best. Mother Teresa expected the best of her nuns. Pope John Paul II expects the best of those that he ordained during his pontificate. positive expectations. And notice that the great leaders of history always dreamed big dreams. They had visions, they had goals, they had expectations that God was going to use them. Look at the founders of any of the religious orders, a St. Dominic, a St. Francis, a St. Ignatius of Loyola. They had these dreams, they had these visions to do great things for God and for the salvation of souls. The next letter in leadership is R, and that stands for the fact that leaders are readers. They read and study. They read and study the Bible. They read and study the catechism. They continue to learn and study every single day. They're always learning. They're always getting in new information. And the way to do this is through using all the different media that we have today. Books, DVDs, you know, good Catholic DVDs, CDs, books on tape, courses, retreats. See, never stop growing, never stop learning, never stop studying your faith. The S in leadership stands for service. All leaders serve others. They lose themselves in serving others. So your vocation in life is find what God is calling you to do and then pull your whole heart into it by serving others. So focus on serving others. Our rewards in life are in direct proportion to the service. Think of a Mother Teresa or St. Francis, of how they served humanity. And figure out what God wants you to do, whether it be in the pro-life movement or teaching catechism, working with the poor at the House of Mercy. So pull your whole heart into finding a way to serve others. They say, as you sow, so shall you reap. We can only receive the rewards in life if we first sow in service. It's like somebody standing in front of a fireplace and says, give me heat, without putting any wood in the fireplace. You have to pour the wood in first, pile the wood in first, and then you'll get the heat. Imagine somebody trying to reap a harvest in the fall if they have not planted in the spring. So as we sow, so shall we reap. The H in leadership is hard work. All leaders work very hard. As Brian Tracy says, we work 40 hours a week for survival. Everything above 40 hours is for success. Jim Rohn says we have to work even harder on ourselves than we do on our job, which means continued personal development, of continuing to work hard on ourselves in growing spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, in these different ways. So hard work, any leader is there because they have worked hard in their life. The ninth letter is I, and that stands for integrity. Any leader in the faith or in society that is worth their salt is a man or woman of integrity. They have character, they have honesty, they follow the quote from Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. As you know, everything in life is a boomerang. What we give out comes back to us. So whether it be in business, honesty is the best policy. Whether it be in the spiritual life, integrity, character, honesty are the most important thing. The last letter, number 10, is P, and that stands for perseverance. Persevering to the end. As St. Paul says, I have run the race, I have finished the course. That's what we're called to do, is to persevere to the end. When Winston Churchill was asked what the greatest lesson of his life that he had ever learned, he says, I can summarize it in 6 words, never give up, never give up. And he said that is the secret of his success, was perseverance. Think of the Lord carrying the cross. He didn't just, when he fell the first time, he got up and he persevered all the way to Calvary. So we continue to persevere in our life and never give up. One of my favorite stories is the gold miners were working on the Comstock mine for years and years. They had gotten a lot of gold out of the mine, but then they ran out of gold, so they sold it. They sold the mine. They figured there was no more gold left. The new owners came in. They dug 5 more feet and struck the largest gold vein in the history of the United States. Perseverance, 5 more feet, not giving up, but continuing to persevere to the end. So these are the 10 qualities of leaders that can be applied to our husbands and fathers, to our moms and wives, that we have to be men and women of love, of excellence, of a good attitude, self-discipline, positive expectations, continual education of reading and studying our faith, serving others, hard work, having integrity, and persevering to the end.